leading Britain's conversation with Ian Dale at Drive on LBC.
9 minutes to seven here on LBC. Well, if you think it's been a dramatic week in British politics, it's almost been as dramatic. You could say it might have been more dramatic in America. We had the Jamie Comey evidence, the former FBI director, last Thursday. Well, in 45 minutes, the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, is going to be giving evidence as well to the Senate Intelligence Committee. That's going to be fairly dramatic too. Simon Marks joins us from Washington. Simon, take us through what we might be hearing later.
Well, it's a very big deal, Ian, because the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, is going to face a raft of different questions, I think coming at him from three separate areas. First of all, he's going to be asked by members of the Senate Intelligence Committee to explain exactly what his contacts were with the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak, during last year's election. Jeff Sessions was an enthused member of Donald Trump's campaign team. When he became Attorney General at his confirmation hearings up on Capitol Hill, he did not disclose some of the conversations that he'd had with the Russian ambassador. That is why he is now recused from any involvement in the investigations into ties between the Russians and Donald Trump's election team. So he's going to be asked to set the record straight during the course of the next few hours. He's also going to be asked whether Donald Trump is lying about his conversations with James Comey, or James Comey is lying about Donald Trump's conversations with James Comey, because those two individuals, the president and his fired FBI director, are both telling diametrically opposed stories about the nature of the president's 9 one-on-one conversations with James Comey. You'll remember that last week, James Comey basically accused President Trump of trying to get him to terminate the investigation into ties between the Russians and the president's fired national security advisor, Michael Flynn. And finally, there is a new avenue of questioning that's just opened up over the course of the last few hours for Jeff Sessions. Close aides and confidants of President Trump have within the last few hours reported that the president is mulling over whether he should fire the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller. He was only appointed a few weeks ago to head up that FBI investigation into ties between President Trump's team and the Russians, if they existed. Now, the White House is not denying that that's on the president's mind. Indeed, the president was asked four times by reporters today whether he's thinking of firing Robert Mueller, and he didn't answer the question. That is alarming. Senior Republicans on Capitol Hill, members of the president's own party, like the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, all I've heard so much are rumors, but I think in the best case for the president is to be vindicated by allowing this investigation to go on thoroughly and independently. So I think the best advice would be to let Robert Mueller do his job.
That's advice from the Speaker of the House of Representatives for President Trump. Firing Robert Mueller would be an absolutely Nixonian move at this stage. Hard to know whether Donald Trump is really thinking about it or whether this is all some kind of a trial balloon. But Jeff Sessions will be asked about that during this testimony here today.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent. That evidence starts at around 7:30. I'm sure you'll be hearing much more about that over the course of the evening here on LBC.